Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everyone. Great to have you back. I'm Dick Dixon, welcoming you to another great edition of Grappling Great. My guest today is a popular name on the wrestling circuit.
It's not a circuit as such. More of like, you know those crime scene maps you see at murder shows with the red lines darting about the place? Those.
He is the 35-time Pub Wrestling Federation champion. I have to say, I didn't even know that was a thing.
What do you call a pub in America? Suppose you call them all bars.
No, pubs and bars are different.
Oh, I love a quiz. Are the nuts posher in bars?
No, so bars are where you go to have a good time, and pubs are where you go to drink to forget the bad ones.
Ain't that the truth?
Right. So here to reveal his all-time favorite wrestlers, it's the red-headed Minge Menace himself. It says here in felt pen, the Ginger Ninja.
Hey, thanks for having me. Love the show.
It's actually a podcast.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. I love your accent, by the way. Are you Australian? Do you know, I once wrestled Crocodile Dundee for comic relief. Strictly untelevised, mind. It were me, Mick, and an 8-foot bastard with razor sharp teeth.
The rules today are simple. You choose three wrestlers from any promotion and reveal why each of them would be a guest at your dinner party and why. Okay, first up, who you got?
Well, I've thought long and hard about this, and I've decided that my first grappling great should be the man who put the win in Swindon, Danny from Swindon.
Well, now, listeners here in America might not know who most of these names are.
Oh, come on. Everyone knows Danny from Swindon. Proper legend.
All right, and what's so great about Danny and his hometown of Swindon?
Nothing. It's a shithole. Not even the Poundland's classy. But Danny, oh, nobody bumps like Danny. I could give him a basic clothesline, and he'd writhe around in pain like you'd given his Labour-supporting pancreas a paper cut with a page from the Tory Party manifesto.
Did that ever happen to you?
He wishes he could get close enough to me. But seriously, yeah, a few times I had to bump for him. But he'd set the bar so high, I had to give every move 110%. And when you're 90% pissed, that's a challenge. But I remember this one time, it was Valentine's event called Love Fractually, and he performed a standing dropkick on me in the middle of the ring, and I was supposed to fall to the outside. Now, the middle of the ring is about the furthest point away from the outside of the ring, so I really had to give it some welly to get out there.
So what'd you do?
I staggered back like I just necked a tenant's extra with a double Jaeger chaser and a spoonful of Bovril. Bounced on my arse, then pretended that the momentum from said kick was enough to propel me head over heels, with legs over the top rope, and out onto the canvas.
Was it convincing?
Let's just say I was unable to wrestle again for 3 weeks.
The concussion protocol?
Never seen it. Is that the one with Tom Cruise in it?
So tell me, why would you have Danny at your dinner party?
Oh, it's obvious. You could serve Danny any old shit and he'd react like he'd been cooked by a Michelin star chef.
What would you serve him?
Coco Champ Pie. It's my twist on a chicken favourite. Simmered in a pint of my award-winning energy drink, Champagne. And topped off with a new twist. A flaky puff pastry top that some say closely resembles Boris Johnson's Barnet.
And is he living or dead?
Dead.
Okay, Champ, who's your second choice?
I've gone for a fan favourite on this one. Bound to be a popular choice amongst the Pub Wrestling Federation Ultras, my old tag team partner, Jim Queens.
We definitely have a few of them in the States.
I bet you've never met one like this guy before. Complete smackhead.
Big fan of the blue brand, then.
Blue brand, red brand, any brand he could get his hands on. If you think I'm off my face, you should meet this guy.
Drugs?
Not just yet. But Jim Queens loved the stuff. Frisky powder, glad stuff, magic dust, you name it. He shoveled the stuff away quicker than a Norwegian lumberjack cleaning his drive in the depths of winter.
Hardly qualifies him as a role model.
I'm going to stop you right there, pal. Listen, and listen very carefully. Some wrestlers do drugs, all right? If it ain't drugs, it's drink. And if it ain't drink, it's Wordle, which is more addictive than anything you can inject or inhale.
Yes, but as athletes, that's not the image or the lifestyle that you want your kids to see.
Hey, look, I agree. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but even Superman had his flaws.
Like what?
Mainly slippery ones in that fortress of solitude. Proper death trap. Do you think whenever Lois nipped in for a drink, he'd say, in a non-ironic way, ice?
So Jim Queens, questionable recreational habits. I guess that's why you'd have him at your dinner party.
Keeps the focus off me. That's why we were friends for 20-odd years.
What was he like as a wrestler?
He were a mountain. Like Fuji, Everest, and Benjamin Nevis rolled into one. As wide as he were tall, and as strong as he were thick. The biggest thing to ever come from the south until those greasy fatbergs started clogging up the sewers. And in much the same way, nothing got past Jim Queens. Except the number 73 bus that mistook him for a large puddle.
Ouch.
Ran him over and, ironically, turned him into one large puddle.
So, another one of your dinner guests is...
dead! Yeah. I love that man. He gave the best hugs. Bare and normal. I miss his arms. I miss his chest. I miss how the locker room smelt after he'd had a shower.
Do you want me to stop?
That's what the driver said. Oh, God. The humanity.
And let's tap out for a quick break. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dick Gross, senior language tutor here at Falmouth University. As the world's first explicit language educational facility, we're pissing proud of the bloody great work we do. At Falmouth University, we don't just teach you how to swear. We show you how to communicate clearly and effectively with those around you by using some of the most offensive rude words in the English language. Over 3 years, you'll learn how to curse, cuss, and blaspheme at the right time. Mature students can execrate and imprecate like a profanity pro, too. Courses start soon, so inquire today. And I hope to see you around at Falmouth University. You cunt.
Hosting a summer barbecue, a backyard movie night, a slip and slide party, serving up Aperol spritzes. Whatever you're hosting, don't do it without Drizzly, your go-to app for drink delivery. With Drizzly, you can shop local stores and compare prices on beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered to your door. Boom, hosting handled. Now, before you get back to folding napkins, download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizly.com today. Must be 21 plus. Not available in all locations.
That's interesting.
Wrestling with the champ.
Champ, we're at the end of our look at your favorite wrestlers of all time. We've had Danny from Swindon and Jim Queens, but who for you was the ultimate performer in the squared circle?
Obviously it's me, but I can't vote for myself, so there's only one name I would ever, ever, ever put above mine. This person would be the first face on wrestling's Mount Rushmore, with the Ginger Ninja a close second. And this name might surprise a few people, but had he not made a name for himself overseas, he would have looked right at home in the Pub Wrestling Federation just based on his physical appearance.
And who is it?
Mick Foley.
Wow, that is some choice you made there. A true sports entertainment icon.
Tell me about it.
I thought you might go for like your Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Undertaker, The Rock, Hulk Hogan, John Cena.
Too predictable, Dick. No, the man I chose would not only possess the ability to captivate everyone at my party with his endless tales from the turnbuckle, risking life, limb, and longsword to entertain wrestling fans, but how he rose up from the mean streets of 80s Northern Ireland to play a pivotal role in the Good Friday Agreement. You can see him in a few of the photos, menacingly clenching his fist.
Mick Foley?
Yeah. Mick Foley. Michael Francis Foley.
From Indiana.
From County Down.
Not Dude Love.
Oh, it was frowned upon back then, but they're more open to it now.
This might not be the same Mick.
Famous for his catchphrase, Banger Banger! The original Irish street fighter, aka the Paddy with Power, aka the man who could brawl before he could crawl. Come on!
Wait, hang on, watch this.
Is that him?
Uh-huh.
That's fucking stupid, that is. I love it. Did he die?
Unbelievably, no.
No way. Was he at least severely disfigured and unable to eat solid food for months, spending days on end in a single hospital bed, shitting into a bag and pissing into another one, with only the soothing sounds of Bangor Hospital Radio for company?
No, he was fine. Just bumped his head. Few cuts, odd scratch.
Then I say no thank you to your Mick Foley, and I choose my Mick Foley instead. Always hard and usually barred. A man who wouldn't think twice about looking a serial killer in the face and say, "Did you just pinch my arse?"
We found love in an angry place.
And we couldn't be more upset about it.
Rager is the dating app for people who get wound up about everything. Foreigners, neighbours, bin collections, anti-vaxxers, oh, Kirsty Allsop, movie remakes that are never as good as the original. Don't get me started. Send messages to people you hate the least and let the red mist descend as you wait for a reply that probably won't come.
I'm so glad I found someone to bitch and moan with for the rest of my life.
Did you do the dishes?
Why is it always my job? Get off your fat ass and do it yourself for once in your life.
Fall head over heels in fury with Rager.
Fuck off.
The angry dating app. Use promo code FFS to get your first month free. But it won't work, so that's something else to get picked.
I'm coming for it, boy. I'm coming hard.
Wrestling with a Champ.
And we're out of time for this episode of Grappling Greats. My special thanks go to the Ginger Ninja, a.k.a. the Champ, for his time, insight, and energy.
You're welcome, Dick.
And when can the fans expect to see you back in the ring?
Soon. We're working on a special anniversary show to mark 50 years of the Pub Wrestling Federation. All the wrestlers who are still physically able to compete and not in prison will be invited.
Oh, great.
Hey, you should come.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Drop us your email, will you? I'll send you a coupon for cheap tickets. Hey, and while you're here, quick favour, can you validate parking? The NCP downstairs is costing me a bloody fortune.
Wrestling with the Champ was written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John, starring Ant McGinley, Damien St. John, Kieran Sword, Jim Salverson, Hayley Cotter, and Kurt Cornwell. For more episodes, to leave a review, and to subscribe, visit champpod.com.
Think of
your favorite one-hit wonder?
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have?
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon? Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This show is part of Podomedy, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out Podomedy.com now.